Hey, I'm Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. We'll see if my voice holds up because I just recorded Saturday and Sunday. I've been talking for about 40 minutes. Tomorrow, I'll deal with Elon Musk on Saturday Night Live. But did you see when President Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden visited Jimmy and Rosalind Carter and they put out a picture? Did you see the picture? Pause the podcast if you haven't. Go look for the picture. It's really weird. The Bidens look gigantic and the Carters look really small. Apparently, it had something to do with the lens, blah, blah, blah. But there are jokes. Never get in the way of a good bit. Seth Meyers said, how is this the first we're hearing about the Bidens being 40 feet tall? Fallon, this looks like a second grader made a presidential diorama. Seth, they look like a ventriloquist act. Fallon, they look like Jeff Dunham's retired puppets. Trevor, okay, guys, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm really happy to see these people all together and smiling and everything. It's just, what the hell's going on in this photo? Like, why do the Bidens look five times bigger than the Carters? Is there some dollhouse filter I didn't know about because I've been staring at this thing the whole day and I can't figure out what's going on? I can't figure out if the Bidens had a late growth spurt or if they're playing with Jimmy Carter action figures or maybe both at the same time. Trevor, like, what were the photographer's instructions here? All right, guys, we're going to do a normal one. Then we're going to do a goofy one. Then we're going to do one where it looks like you're from two separate dimensions. Yeah, we're good. Trevor, honestly, this is the weirdest picture of a president since any picture of Donald Trump. Trevor, I'm not hating. Don't get me wrong. I think it's great to see presidents of different generations coming together to make me think that I'm on shrooms. Seth Meyers chimed in on the White House's decision to raise the annual refugee limit to 62,500 people. And he said, also rising, Tucker Carlson's blood pressure. Meanwhile, in New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has introduced a plan called Shot and a Beer. You get a free beer when you get your vaccine. This is a real thing. I live in New Jersey. It's a real program. Shot at a beer, Jimmy Fallon said. And that's why every 15-year-old just said they want to get vaccinated in New Jersey. If you missed yesterday, you should check it out. I did a deep dive on various articles where Conan O'Brien got and lost jobs, him taking over for Letterman, him taking over for Leno, him losing the job on Late Night. Really interesting listen yesterday. Check that out. I actually had a dream about the late night host, where I was talking to David Letterman about verbal tics. This was a real dream I had. So I wanted to explain it to you. I got into it a little bit yesterday with Conan. I started thinking about how Carson, Letterman, and Conan would approach jokes. So I'm just going to make a lame joke here. So the flat version of the joke is Johnny Mac is taking his diet very seriously. He went to the donut chain and only got two donuts as opposed to the usual seven. Terrible joke. I just want to illustrate how the joke would go. Carson would approach these things pretty straightforward. So Johnny would just plow forward, right? Going, Johnny Mac is taking his diet very seriously. Yeah, he went to the donut chain and only got two donuts instead of the usual seven. And then the band would play some music and Ed McMahon would go, hey, oh, and that would sell the joke. Letterman would drop in a lot of ums. I don't think it was a verbal tic. I think he did it deliberately. So a Letterman approach of the same joke would be like, Johnny Mac is taking his diet very seriously. He went to the donuts chain and only got two donuts instead of his usual seven. And then the Conan approach, and I talked about this yesterday, is he drops a yeah in the middle. So Conan approach, Johnny Mac is taking his diet very seriously. Yeah, he went to the donuts chain and only got two donuts instead of his usual seven. Anyway, that's what I dream about when not hosting the podcast. Hey, awesome news. George Lopez has created a virtual restaurant brand. What the heck does that mean? It's called George Lopez Tacos. This from Fast Casual. George Lopez Tacos is designed to deliver his, quote, badass street tacos to cities nationwide by June 8th. There is a deadline. Much like we're going to get out of Afghanistan by 9/11, we are going to have badass street tacos across the country by June 8th, promises George Lopez. Of course, there's a press release. George Lopez says, my street tacos are all about helping you romp your routines and dinner expectations with a badass street taco experience that tastes damn delicious. With Next Bites delivery-only concept, we are helping restaurants thrive by adding a delicious delivery-only menu that allows them to get a little bit of George in the kitchen and bring more revenue into their operation. The menu includes George Lopez's personal recipes featuring slow-cooked meats, flavorful toppings, and salsa sauces. You host a podcast and say salsa sauces. I really have to go into the Queen's accent to execute that. Salsa sauces. You try and say it fast. Flavorful toppings and salsa sauces. That's a really hard thing to say, George Lopez. A suit in the press release said, as someone who is passionate about food, George Lopez is the perfect partner for us because he brings his love of food and restaurants to this exciting new Next Bite offering. George Lopez Tacos, launching restaurants in Atlanta, Dallas, Denver, LA, New York City, San Diego, San Francisco, and Seattle, and is looking to add other locations throughout the country. Again, June 8th deadline. George Lopez taking this seriously with the salsa sauces. Hey, Australians, Jim Jeffries is coming home. It's the winter tour, June and July 21. Yeah, I know how the seasons work down there. Fans are in treat as one of your favorite cheeky stand-up comedians brings his hilarious routines to a slew of intimate theater stages. Jim Jeffries' upcoming National Australia Tour kicks off with three marquee performances in Sydney, followed by more headline shows in Brisbane, Melbourne, Adelaide, and Perth. Tickets go on sale May 13th at 11 a.m. I'm loving this next sentence. Let me see if I could bust out my Australian accent. So when I was in Australia, I saw a t-shirt that said bananas are for piranhas, and that's how you reset your A's. And I would go down there and I learned how to order coffee. The first time I ordered coffee in Australia, I was like, hey, can I get coffee with milk? And they were like, flat white. And I'm like, huh? And they're like, flat white? And I'm like, sure. And then, you know, by day two, I'd show up at the restaurant and I would just be like, hey, flat white. Anyway, they say it's set to be like a cracker of a show, so get your ticks quick before they sell out. I don't have an Australian accent in me. From the AV Club, Sarah Silverman rarely does serious roles anymore, but according to Variety, she's going to star in a new psychological thriller. It's called Viral. She stars opposite Blair Underwood. You know Blair from L.A. Law. The movie's about a man whose wife has disappeared, leaving him deeply paranoid, and the only thing that could pull him out is a new relationship with a victims advocate and self-help blogger who has her own demons. The victims advocate and self-help blogger is played by Sarah Silverman. In the movie, they will explore if they are strong enough to get past their own nightmares and mental illnesses to find true happiness together. This September is the 10th anniversary of Fox's breakout fan favorite, New Girl. Ahead of the fall anniversary, the cast of the series is reuniting next month as part of Variety's virtual TV fest. This happens on June 8th. It's got Zooey Deschanel and the cast all there. I'm sure you're excited. Nikki Glaser, she's announced a tour. It's a 29-city tour called One Night with Nikki Glaser. That launches in San Antonio at the end of July, and it'll go all the way to Foxwoods in Connecticut in January. Allison Brie and Aubrey Plaza are teaming for a new comedy movie. This is called Spin Me Round. In Spin Me Round, Allison Brie plays the manager of a small California town franchise of an Italian chain restaurant. Let's just unpack that. Wait, Allison Brie is the manager of a small California town franchise of an Italian chain restaurant. So she runs the Olive Garden in some small town. Okay. She wins an all expenses paid trip to the company's headquarters in Florence, Italy, and a chance to meet the restaurant chain's wealthy and charismatic owner, George Lopez. No, it's not George Lopez, but that would be awesome, right? Alessandro Nivola. You know Alessandro from nothing. Along with a mismatched group of local American franchise managers, she finds a far different adventure than the romantic fantasy she had imagined. Lurel Howery, Molly Shannon, and Fred Armisen also star in Spin Me Round.
Hi, I'm music journalist John Wiederhorn, host of a new podcast, Backstaged, The Devil in Metal. Join me for stories on the origins of how Satan slithered his way into metal music and up the ante on the phrase sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Backstage, The Devil in Metal is available now. Listen and follow on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Monday. You know what that means? I reveal the winner of last week's Top Dog Late Night Edition. You went to Instagram at Daily Comedy News. You were asked who should be the champion. Was it Stephen Colbert or Trevor Noah? You voted for Trevor Noah. Congratulations, Trevor Noah. And I've been on a Conan O'Brien kick, so let's throw Conan in the mix this week. You can either celebrate his 30 years of work or feel bad that his TBS show is ending. But this week, you'll go to Instagram at Daily Comedy News and you will vote between Trevor Noah and the veteran now, veteran Conan O'Brien at Daily Comedy News on Instagram. Please vote and leave hilarious comments because this is the section of the podcast where I read your comments and get some material out of it. As you know, I've been trying to become a Dogecoin millionaire along with my son, but you got to be careful. Pop culture tells us popular social media influencer and comedian Pankaroy, you know Pankaroy, has been arrested for alleged financial online chicanery. Pankaroy is known for making sketches and pranks on Instagram, but has recently been pushing cryptocurrency as well. I'll remind you, do not take any financial advice from this podcast at all. I'm just a maniac in the basement goofing around on an app buying Dogecoin. My daughter was asking, what's Dogecoin? And I was explaining to her, Dogecoin is nothing. And she's like, what do you mean? What do you get when you buy Dogecoin? I'm like, you get Dogecoin. But what is it? It's nothing. And I fried her brain. It was like a Captain Kirk logic bomb. And she's a computer. She's just like, wait, what do you mean Dogecoin is nothing but you're buying bzzz? Pankaroy was arrested in Lagos by operatives of the Lagos Zonal Office of the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, the EFCC. The commission claims that he posed as a vendor who could redeem Bitcoin vouchers online, only to take the cryptocurrency for himself. He had nearly $59,000 worth of Bitcoin in his online account, or just over 22 million Nigerian narias worth. No word if CBS has seen his TikToks and given him a sitcom for some reason. From TRNTO.com, which is like Toronto without many of the vowels, Toronto-based David Woodrow and Montreal's Rodney Ramsey have created the Unknown Comedy Club. It's a virtual club with regularly updated and live performances. The virtual club includes a 3D set, live performances from comedians worldwide, including performances by Deanne Smith, Nick Reynoldson, Keisha Brownie, and many more. The full immersion experience even includes a host in the form of an avatar that keeps the show moving while cracking jokes. It's hard to replicate the comedy club atmosphere virtually, but Ramsey and Woodrow have come very close, and perhaps more importantly, they've given comedians a stage to stand on. Ramsey said, we didn't want to start a club, but we felt we had no choice. We created Unknown Comedy Club to give comics a professional stage to continue their craft and grow their fan bases and to give audiences the authentic comedy club vibe. I support you guys, but aren't you like a year late in this? Like, aren't we now going back to actual comedy clubs? And I'll leave you with this from the AV Club. Back in February, a man robbed a local McDonald's at gunpoint. Nothing funny about that. He made off with 600 pounds and some food. And here's the funny part, but not the meal he wanted. While using a fake firearm, he was enough of a threat to force open up the fast food restaurant's safes, but it wasn't enough to break menu scheduling protocol. Despite demanding chicken nuggets, the robbery occurred too early in the day to allow a lunch order. After being told, we're only serving breakfast, the robber was forced to settle for a double sausage McMuffin. Unfortunately, this ends sadly for the McNugget-seeking hoodlum. He has been sentenced to 6 years in prison. Way to end the podcast on a downer, Johnny Mac. That is your comedy news for today with a man going to jail for 6 years. He just wanted McNuggets. Follow the show on Apple or Spotify. See you tomorrow.